It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules.
Holy shit. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being in jail with a non-cooperative warden. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Happy new first show of the year, kids.
Yes.
On the show, turbulent air and lice, drunks in the news and the new tax law, and an island made specifically to drink, fart stories and the toys just for the kids, and scamming scammers with Jane. We'll check in with my girlfriend, Jane. But first, one of the things we love to do on this show every time of year is somebody get Joe an alarm clock for Christmas. Stupid. One of the things we like to do.
Her keeper.
New year, same crap. One of the things we like to do on the show
is smother Joe with a pillow.
Yes. Yo, do me a favor. Would you lay that thing outside down? Would you lay it down outside? Would you?
The thing that's
like a bomb.
Yes, like your act. It's annoying me.
The thing that's making the noise is the thing that uses for the show.
I don't know. He threw his phone
threw his phone.
An ex-wife.
He had to get
now away. He's walking around the studio staring at it. Hit power, you moron.
He had to get it away from the mic, but now we're talking about it, making it work.
Well, because he wasn't concerned, he was as he was beeping like R2-D2 as we were trying to start the show.
And long story short, I had to get a new replacement phone over the break, and everything's supposed to, all the apps are supposed to work the way they used to. Apparently, this did not,
Maybe it's a smartphone, and it just acts like its owner.
Very funny, but it's the first time I went to the stopwatch this year. I didn't know it changed. Sorry about that, but we're all good.
To be determined. The banished words. One of the words that might be banished this year, Joe Curry. I could see that being banished. I could see that. I could see that whole name and that whole presence being verboten in the coming year.
No reason to talk German about it, okay?
If I can do it, then anybody can.
Funny.
Yes. Do I have to play our little Hitler thing? But we're going to do our banished words.
Yes.
Joe's going to collect himself, and then we'll put our own little creative spin on the words.
We hope.
Okay. Unpack. You hear this a lot on the news.
Yeah.
We're going to unpack the story. Misuse words for analyze, consider, assess. Concepts or positions are not packed, so they don't need to be unpacked. Yeah, I can get rid of it. I mean, it's a handy word, but I don't need unpacked.
I really like it.
We're going to explain. Yes. We're going to do what we do since it's a talk show. Yeah. That's kind of why you're tuning in, for so we can unpack. We're not doing something you don't expect here.
Yeah, unpack is usually you don't like to do. Because you usually get a trip or your vacation, you want to unpack and enjoy yourself, but you got to stop and do this. Or unpack is when you get home, you want to unwind, you just traveled, you got to unpack.
Maybe with the way the news are today, we're going to dirty laundry it. Yeah. It's kind of like unpacking, but it's more of this tabloid trash that we're exposed to.
Woo! I like that.
So Joe wants to get rid of unpack. I can get rid of it. Pip wants to keep it.
I like it. I would still like to use it for a little while.
Tons refers to an exaggerated quantity, as in tons sunshine or tons of work. Lots would surely suffice. I've been using that as a kid.
Yeah,
like that's just an exaggeration. I could do without adults using it.
Right,
but I think it should be fine for the kids.
I think it should be fine for everybody. We've been using this for a long time. This isn't new.
Yeah, I like tons.
You like tons of fun?
I like tons.
Yeah, do you?
I got tons of homework. Right?
Yeah, but for kids.
Yeah, I have tons of homework from work.
You could say a lot.
Yeah, I could.
That's more adult. It's more adulty.
I don't know. I don't think that it's childish to say tons.
I bet adulting is on next year's list.
I know.
Bet that
a what?
Adulting. I'm adulting right now. Like me, handling you with your phone.
I can't adult today.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, I guess we can leave tons. Dish, as in to dish out the latest rumor on someone. Let's go. Verbal?
Yeah.
What the hell is
and
that?
That wasn't
this is
me.
Radio, stupid. All this they hear like you're like trying to asphyxiate yourself and you know do what you do when you.
It was
do
just
that.
My comment on the word. I commented a little too early, but that's how I feel.
That's okay.
Yeah. Hairball? Everything but timing is off today, isn't it, Joe?
Just trying to get reacclimated to the rhythm of the show, my friend.
From now on, you don't get a break. You work through.
Do the show on my own.
Exactly.
Yeah, Joe Curry here. Davin's done with Joe Curry. I'm being punished. I'm in summer school.
Trying to get your act together.
And now so are all of you.
So let's go back to talks about and leaves Dish in the cupboard. Dish is kind of trashy, but I think if we're talking about gossip,
yeah,
like if you gossip about your friends, I think dishing is good.
It sounds so yenterous. We're going to dish.
But that's what you're doing.
No.
You had to see the face that went with that noise.
That's the dish face.
Terrifying.
I think the phone's the only thing that broke over the break.
Funny.
It's already gone.
Yes.
You don't use that anymore.
Ooh, don't
gossip
break
your
knuckles
is
like that.
Gossip is ephemeral. So are the words that we use to talk about it. We already spill the tea. We don't dish anymore.
We spill the tea?
Yes.
Never heard that.
Yeah, we spill the tea. That's gossip.
All right. Pre-owned. What is so disgraceful about owning a used car now and then? I like pre-owned. I like pre-owned. Nice way to say it.
Yeah. It's the sting out of you.
Like right now, like Joe is pre-owned. He was married. Now he's not married. Joe is pre-owned.
All right, stop making me sound like a 93 Camry, okay?
You should be that good.
I should run that well.
Do you like pre-owned?
It's slut-shaming.
Thank you. Thank you. Kind of dusty down there.
Like the slut.
Not dusty.
So if you're talking about like a vajayjay, it's pre-owned?
Yes. It's slut shaming.
No, when I'm done with it, it's a wreck. I wrecked it. So you want to get rid of pre-owned?
No, actually, pre-owned is a really good term.
I like pre-owned. Joe?
No, not so much.
Eh. You're old fuddy-duddy. Onboarding, offboarding. Creature from the Human Resources Lagoon. We used to have hiring, training, orientation. Now we need to have an onboarding process. Firings, quitting, and retirements are streamlined into offboarding. Now, get rid of it.
It's awful.
Don't like it. Smarmy.
Yeah,
awful.
I don't like it.
Nothing burger. I went to shut. No. Anyway. So says,
anyway. Just an error on that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Says nothing that nothing doesn't already. I'll take a quarter pound of something in mine. You know, I guess it could mean like a nothing burger, like it looks like something.
Right.
But there's nothing there.
There's no substance.
But I could get rid of nothing burger.
Yeah,
I actually
absolutely.
Have never used that in my life.
I never even heard it before.
No.
You don't watch the news.
I do watch the news.
It's on the news a lot. It's on the
they
news
do?
Yeah. It's on the news programs a lot. When you know, like in this case with what's going on in the political climate, they'll be talking about the things that are going on in the Trump presidency, mm-hmm. and one of his advocates will say it's a nothing burger. Or with Hillary, and with Benghazi, and now whatever, they cook up uranium. Her advocates will say it's a nothing burger. Right, that's how
it'd
be used.
There's no substance to it. It's
right.
just nothing to see here.
Yeah, it's completely a political term.
Yeah, don't like it.
Let that sink in. One could say shocking, profound, or important. Let that sink in. I like let that sink in. I use it in my act.
I like it a lot.
I like let that sink in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We want to keep that. We're using it. Screw them.
Let me ask you this. Wholly unnecessary statement. Just asked a question. Right. I've used it, but I could see the problem with it. It's a waste of words.
Yeah. It's sort of like, can I ask you a question?
No.
You're done. Yeah. You did.
Yeah. I think you actually have said that, and I've said no. Joe does that. Can I say something? And I'll go, no. And every show that happens. it just dawned on him. Yeah, I could get rid of it.
No, it never really dawned on me. I know I do it a lot of the shows, but it's
no, I'm saying now it just dawned on you now that we're talking about it.
Yeah, but usually when I do that, it's when we're in a – it's I say that because I know that there's a rhythm of discussion, and I have a quick thought I want to get in, and I don't want – if I have to break the rhythm of discussion, I want to ask kind of permission. That's actually why I say that.
Yeah, you're not derailing. So, you don't want to derail the show.
Because David could go, Joey, we just talk. Wait, you know, but it's,
did
you know.
Just say he doesn't want to derail the show? Did you hear the first 2 minutes?
Yeah. But I explained myself on that. I didn't know that.
I understand. You're full of excuses. It's wonderful. Let me, all right, you know what? When Joe explains it that way, I guess there could be a usage for let me ask you this.
Yeah, I suppose.
All right.
Because it's a way, because in my case, I'm breaking the rhythm of a conversation for a point I want to see if I can get in, which would be the best.
But you've already interrupted by doing, let me ask you this. You've already interrupted. You've ruined the flow.
No, I haven't, but I didn't ruin it, but I was asking permission and I was trying to respect the conversation.
If you really didn't want to ruin the flow, you would send me a note. You're a ruiner. You're a ruiner. It's just a degree on how much you want to ruin.
Write him a note like we're in social studies. Shut up.
Yeah. Like you can spell and I'd be able to understand it.
You're going to fold it into a little football. You know?
So you want to keep it? I could keep it.
Yeah, I could see use for it.
Impactful. A frivolous word groping for something effective or influential. Impactful's good.
Yeah,
it is good.
I like impactful. Cafefe. An impulsive typo born into a 140-character universe somehow missed by the autocorrect feature. Yeah, I could I could do without a lot of the things tied to Covfefe.
yeah.
Yeah, I could do without it. It's not funny anymore.
It's not. It had its moment.
You know what's not on here but should be on here? Alternative facts. I could do without alternative facts. Those should be known as lies.
Was that on there last year?
No. You know what? It might have been, Joe.
I think it was on.
All right. It might have been on there last year.
All right. So we could all do without Covfefe?
Yes, absolutely.
It had its moment. It's done.
Drill down. Instead of expanding on a statement, we drill down on it.
I don't even remember that.
I could keep it. It's just another way. It's a synonym. It's fine.
Mm.
It's fine, I guess. Fake news.
Fake news.
Got to get rid of fake news. Ugh. There's no such thing as fake news. There's either news or BS.
There's fake news.
Yeah.
There's no fake news.
Yeah, it's a silly term to me.
Right. Would you get rid of fake news?
Yeah, it's been overused.
Yeah.
it doesn't mean anything.
And no.
You know what was fake news? Back in the day, HBO had a show called Not Necessarily the News. You know what also is fake news? When Saturday Night Live does their weekend update.
Weekend update.
That's fake news.
Fake news.
We also call that satire.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Hot water heater. I've never heard this. Hot water does not need to be heated. Water heater or hot water heater will make us out. Will keep us out of hot water. I've never heard it, never used it.
I've heard it, and it annoys me. It's like saying pizza pie.
Well, it is, but why would that annoy you?
Because it's saying pie pie. pizza pie is the word for pie. So have you heard people say pizza pie?
I never knew pizza was the word for pie.
Yeah, it means pie.
Pip,
so.
Pip thinks because she knows one Italian word because it has to do with food, she's an expert on both linguistics and pizza.
But it's kind of stupid to say the same thing twice. Pizza.
Yeah, but people don't know. But you're the only one that knows.
Well, you have to say hot water here because cold water heater doesn't make sense.
You just say water heater. But the heating does. It makes the water hot, Joe.
It makes it hot.
I understand that. Now, either with a tankless or a hot water.
No, Joe, please. We don't need excursions on the daily program.
But the thing is, if it's a hot water heater,
that's my chance.
It's already hot. Why do you heat it more?
Yeah, you're an expert on that. She's an expert on pizzas. What a talented staff.
We have our uses. Just like some of these phrases.
You'll never take a cold shower or be hungry.
There's that. So Pip wants to keep it. You and I want to get rid of it?
No, I'll keep it.
You want to keep it?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
All right.
Stupid.
Gig economy. Gigs are for musicians and stand-up comedians. Yeah, see? Now expanded to imply a sense of freedom and a lifestyle that rejects traditionally changing economic culture, runs the risk of sharecropping. Get your own damn vernacular. This is ours.
<That's> right.
Can't have that.
No.
No, you can't use it. It's mine, mine, mine. And Joe's. I don't want to share it, Joe.
Let's talk to the Secretary of Commerce. Give me a call at 1 o'clock.
We've hired worse. At least you know he's keeping long hours.
Secretary of Commerce. Gig economy.
I say get rid of it. Nobody can have it but us.
That's right. That's ours.
What do you think?
I think that we should get rid of it. It's just for people who work gigs.
All right, so as always, we like to do a little creative writing, give these words a final farewell. It could be a song, could be a poem, could be a story. Pip, what do you got?
I have a little gossip segment.
Okay, are you dishing?
Can we dish?
We can dish around the hot water heater.
Boys and girls, we have tons of dish to unpack today, so sit back and enjoy. Remember last week when we told you about that little pre-owned number that our favorite movie star was canoodling with all over town? Well, looks
canoodling's a word that could go.
That could really
go. Positively.
Well,
there's another one.
Well, it looks like our cutie is already off-boarding that nothing burger. I know you're surprised as I am. Just let that sink in. What is certainly not fake news is that our Covfefe-in-chief is sitting right on top of the hot water heater because he keeps drilling down on the press. Let me ask you this. Can they all be lying? I just wonder if someone will be looking for a new position in this gig economy before he expected to. Well, that's all the tea I have to spill for the moment.
There you go. All right, Jeff.
It seems you can't unwind now.
What are we doing here? A poem? A song?
A story.
Oh, I didn't know. The audience should know. They might be looking for rhymes.
Is he a sensitive Sam tonight?
Yeah, I think he's had his period.
Yeah.
Look at you to talk with your Cosby sweater on.
I'm warm.
And creepy.
Say all you want. I'm warm. Yeah, I don't care.
I'm going to take my Diet Coke away from you. I don't want you slipping something into it, Cos.
You learned your lesson.
When Scooby's got his back turned out,
new year, new voice. Joe's up to eight.
Bless his little pudding pop.
You see.
Read your story like Bill Cosby would.
It seems that you can't unwind nowadays. You go onto the internet and you have to unpack all the tons of information with most of it on the latest dish on someone.
He's losing his cause. There you go.
You ever get bumped? I don't know how to read the story. I don't know what voice to use. I'll be me.
No, not that one. That one stinks.
That's my regular voice.
That's the one I'm talking about.
All right. We're going to refresh. It seems that you can't unwind nowadays. You go on the internet and you have to unpack all the tons of information with most of it on the latest dish on someone. You ever get bombarded by ads that are trying to sell you the latest item on eBay, like a pre-owned water heater that does not even give you the condition or age, so you have to drill down on what the person's trying to sell you? But the internet is useful in respect that it has replaced the want ads of yesterday. Let that sink in. With all the onboarding and offboarding in business, companies are trying to find the next impactful person to hire. With this focus, it will make it very rough for people to live in a gig economy with the high price of rent, food, transportation, and utilities. Let me ask you this. Could you live like that? The media says the government put out a report that said we can live this lifestyle. But you read the report on it, it's a nothing burger. So I say it's fake news. I got so pissed I tweeted about it and was so upset I confifi when I posted.
You actually approach that like in high school when they give you a list of, in the fifth grade, when they give you a list of words and you must use them in a sentence. That's how you approach that. I was having a flashback to grade school. At least Pip tried to add humor. You're like, well, I have something to say. And there's going to be no humor in it whatsoever. Little did I know I really helped you with that Cosby. Ugh. You're a comedian, stupid. Nothing. Nothing. At least Pip went down swinging.
I missed all my targets, but I tried.
Yeah, exactly. You get an A for effort. I appreciate that. Now that I've reamed you out, get ready to attack.
Oh, boy.
All right. So this is like a poem/song. Depends on lack of...
Hold on a second. I got to sharpen my claws. All right.
Trump's boy.
Uh-oh.
Well, you made it about Trump. That's odd.
Yeah. Now you got comedy.
Well, if we're Covfefe in here, what do you think was going to happen?
Exactly.
Look at him. Of course I did, stupid.
Well, Covfefe. Who else is going to type that? What other moron is going to type that? A completely stable genius one. Tons of tweets from the commander-in-chief. He cries of fake news, leave me in disbelief. The MSM wants to drill down on Covfefe. And will the president really kick out Pepe? There's so much to unpack, I can't take it. So like Melania, I swallow hard and fake it. Talking hard... See, there's comedy, Joe. Talking heads say, let me ask you this. What does it really mean when Trump tweets a diss? Don't ask me. Ask his boyfriend, Sean. Let that sink in. Hannity's on Trump's dong. Yeah, now we got something impactful. I bet you the press tweets, he's more than a mouthful. Their bromance is hotter than a hot water heater. They're onboarding. In other words, Sean's a man-eater. Your whole show is a nothing burger with cheese. My kingdom of Danish for a real journalist, please. Yeah, I'm dishing on Trump's made man. Come at me, bro. I'm making a stand. Your act stinks like pre-owned underwear. Sean is nothing but Donald's dancing bear. I'm not your friend, enemy, or frenemy, because I'm getting paid in this gig economy. To expose fraud charlatans and cons wherever they stand, I'm the tsunami of truth, and you're nothing but sand.
Oh, my goodness. That was really good.
I got applause.
That was really good.
Thank you. Oh, no, what? What do you got to say with your curled lip?
Nothing worse than a Jew rapping.
Work for the Beastie Boys.
Boy.
Work for Modest Yahoo. Thank you, Pip.
I thought that was really awesome.
Joe didn't like it.
Oh, I like pre-owned underwear. It stinks like pre-owned underwear.
Oh, my God. We'll be back.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
All right, let's do some turbulent air on the first part of the show that's on the internet and podcast. I was talking a lot about the air.
Yeah.
But I wasn't always turbulent because I'm a pleasant flyer. I'm a pleasant flyer.
Oh, flying. Yeah, yes, sure.
Yes. So we'll do some turbulent air.
Yes.
This is your captain speaking. If you look to your right, you'll see a beautiful serene river. If you look to your left, majestic mountains. Uh-oh, straight ahead, it seems like we have a big black cloud. We're going to need you to fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it looks like we're in for a turbulent flight.
All right, so a Chicago family claims a false lice allegation got them booted from a Disneyland-bound Southwest Airlines flight. The daughter had some dry skin, and the mother's trying to help the girl remove it from her head. Why not just cut off a head? A Southwest Airlines gate agent approached Newman, his wife, and the couple's two daughters, ages 6 and 4, to break the news they wouldn't be boarding the flight after several customers complained. Southwest said, "We never want to inconvenience customers." Really? Have you seen your planes? But have you seen the way we all file in like cattle?
And you don't know who works on the plane or not? The guy goes, "Here's some peanuts. Who are you?" They don't wear uniforms on Southwest.
Kinda. Nor should they. But when we receive...
Who are you?
As long as they don't have a clock strapped to them, I'm good. But when we receive concerns from multiple people, we're obligated to look into them, the statement continued. The family said the daughter did not have lice. The family was told the next flight they could be on board would be in 2 days. Newman said...
What?
Because all the other flights are sold out.
Oh, my God.
Newman said they never received an apology or any compensation from the airline... to unexpected expenses related to the missed flight, like hotels and everything.
Right.
The airline's working with the family. My daughter is hysterical because she thinks this is her fault and that she's not going to Disneyland, Newman told the station. Brandy King, a spokesperson for Southwest, told the Post on Tuesday that the airline refunded the cost of the family's tickets and apologized for the incident. Now, before we get into the discussion of this, something similar happened with my wife and her connection.
Really?
Because when she left the Bahamas... their connection was to Toronto to get to New York because that's the quickest way.
Of course it is. So do continue.
And by the way, they were dealing with shenanigans with Air Canada that if I was there, the niceness of the airline, me being with the airlines, would not have been.
I knew it was just a sheen.
Anyway, well, my wife and daughter, they're coming back and there's a layover in Toronto and they're in the boarding area and a woman's coughing a lot.
Right.
She says she has the flu.
Oh, great.
I told my wife to tell the Air Canada gate attendant, as influenza is highly contagious.
She said she had the flu?
Yes, because somebody offered you, is that asthma? I have an asthma inhaler. You can use this. And the woman says, no, I have the flu.
Oh, and great.
She's going to get
Typhoid
on a plane.
Typhoid Mary. No,
yeah.
You're not getting on a plane with us.
Yeah.
I think it was influenza floozy, but I get the joke. It's high, exactly. And it can be deadly to the old and the very young.
Yeah.
The gate attendant said they can't do anything unless the passenger has a high fever. So
what?
We have
somebody
two.
Get a thermometer. Open your mouth, lady.
Funny you should ask.
That's not where that goes. Yes, it is now.
So we have two different extremes here.
Right.
Was the airline right in keeping the family off the flight for fear of lice? I don't think so. I don't think lice. They're sitting together. I don't think lice is reason enough for them not to board. Plus, they didn't know if it was lice. Ever hear of dandruff?
Lice is also contagious.
I understand that.
Yeah, but I really am of two minds with this.
That's perfect. We get one of them to answer and we'll move on.
One of them was, okay, if there's one little thing on the girl's hair and the mother pulled it out.
No, the mother apparently is grooming her like a chimpanzee.
That's what I'm saying. So of course people
picking
are going to.
Eating them, having a little snack.
Nah, 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 nah. Of course people are going to become alarmed. What is going on over there? She's picking her nits and she's like combing through her hair.
So you think you kicked off.
If they didn't put on such a big show there,
But they did. You got to deal with the situation. They put on the show.
Yeah, I think then...
Kicked off.
Yeah, because lice is contagious, too. You've got your head on the headrest. You get a pillow. No,
you could put
soon.
Them in an area where nobody else is, theoretically.
On the plane?
No, on the wing.
Yeah, I know. No, that's where the head is going. No, no, I don't want them on the plane.
What about you, Joe? It was not easy. I'm sorry. Would you like to do a different show?
The All Is Obvious show. Yeah,
very good title for it. Joe will be lead mic. He's ready to do
because
that.
It's not proof, because it's not proof positive, it's lice. You should be allowed on the plane. Whereas in the situation with your wife's flight, that woman, because she did admit she had the flu, should not have been allowed to go on the flight.
There's no way Typhoid Mary should be allowed on the flight.
Either way, lice is contagious too. I think err on the side of caution.
Right, but the thing is, you really are putting people out.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. And you know what? Don't groom yourself like monkeys in the weight room is the answer to
this. So it seems like there's no real policy as far as the airlines are concerned. It seems like it's on a case-by-case
basis. Case-by-case
basis,
I think
so. Yeah.
I think the solution is each airline now is required to have medical professionals on staff at the airport for when these situations come out so a determination can be made.
That's a very good idea.
That is a good idea.
That's what they should do.
We'll be back.
This is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
We'll do some Drunks in the News. We're playing all the greatest hits today. A little Drunks in the News.
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
Sounds like a hit. All right, Benjamin Franklin drinking term.
Excellent.
For getting sloshed, drunk. Benjamin Franklin drinking term is, he's a dead man. I like that.
I like that.
That used to be his kids when we were going to kick somebody's butt. He's a dead man.
Yeah.
Dead man. But I like it when he's giant. He's a dead man. He's passed. Leave him alone. He's a dead man.
He's just a dead man.
He can pick his pockets. He's a dead man. I like that one.
That sounds like every Saturday.
Really?
No, kidding.
You like that one?
Yes.
Okay, good.
That'll show you, dead man.
He's a dead man. It's Captain Obvious. All right, so there's a new tax bill, the new tax law. New tax law has affected the alcohol industry. The provision in the law passed slashes taxes on alcoholic beverages like beer, wine, and liquor. The two-year reductions will save the industry an estimated $4.2 billion over that time. According to CNN Money, some are concerned about this leading to an increase in drunk driving. Liquor companies are among the biggest winners of the cuts. The rate of the first 100,000 gallons made or imported will free fall from $13.50 to $2.70 each gallon.
Wow.
The Distilled Spirits Council, the trade group for major liquor companies such as Diageo and Bacardi, praised what it claimed were the biggest alcohol tax reforms since the Civil War. The money saved will go back into the alcohol companies, which will invest in new equipment and up salaries, the group said in late December. Public health ramifications of this continue to be invisible to policymakers, said David Jernigan, who leads John Hopkins University Center on Alcohol Marketing and Youth. Yet a November study by the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center found higher alcohol taxes weren't a rock-solid solution to drunk driving, while typically causes one, which causes one-third of traffic deaths in the nation. All right. Do you think lower taxes will lead to an increase in drunk driving?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
I don't see the causality.
Because they're saying that they're probably going to be using that to invest in equipment and you know stuff like that to upgrade their equipment. So I don't see it.
Well, no, because some of it's going to be passed down. I guess maybe it affects what we pay too. I guess
I would imagine that there might be a lowering in prices initially.
I support high taxes on drugs like cigarettes, marijuana, and alcohol. I mean, so it's a great way for revenue.
Yes.
And especially when you look at how New York and New Jersey and our states are getting hit with the salt.
Yes.
Thing, and how we're going to get crushed with that.
Crushed.
Which I want to talk to Joe about on the break.
Mm-hmm.
His take. But yeah, I support high taxes on that stuff. If you want it, it's not a necessity. It's not like food. It's not like clothing. By all means, engage in any of it. I have no problem with it.
They're luxuries.
Yes, but let's make some money on that.
Yeah. And also, I mean, some of the things that are, you know, I mean, cigarettes, they could be using some of that tax money towards, like, cancer research, for example. You know what I mean? Like, these things could be funding helpful things.
Listen, we get hammered here on
we
taxes.
Do.
How about they give us a break? The liquor companies don't need a break. They're doing fine, judging by how much they pay for advertisements during the Super Bowl. They're doing okay.
Yeah, but they're saying, now, if we can see how this is borne out at this point, they're saying they're also going to invest in their infrastructure, but in their technology, but they're also going to give higher wages. So, I mean, that would be helpful for the worker bees.
Invest in the technology.
If they really do it.
Then why are they all going back? We're using an ancient formula.
Oh, I know. That's the...
Because that ancient formula costs money.
Exactly. Didn't back in the day.
And research.
Here's the thing. I might feel differently on this if it gave just the break to the domestic companies,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, the ones that are making things here, the jobs over here, and they gave a break to them. But once you start doing with the imported stuff, no.
They shouldn't get the break.
No, I don't think so. What do you think, Joe?
It depends how the licensing deal goes. If it helps the distributors here. I can't even talk tonight.
Words are hard.
Oh, God, tonight they are. If it helps the distributors here, that import the product. And import more of it, make trade a lot more trade than it would work.
Yeah,
out.
But we're getting screwed. How about, I mean, not just because of this, but because of this tax thing, we're getting screwed. How about they keep things where they were, that we get the deductions off the state and local taxes?
Because they figure after everything we're going through, we could sure use a drink. So,
all right. here's a more uplifting story. A group of booze-loving New Zealanders built their own island just so they could legally get drunk in the public on New Year's Eve. The crafty bunch constructed a sand island in coastal waters at low tide in the Tarua Estuary on the northeastern edge of the Pacific country in response to a ban on public drinking in effect over the New Year period in the Coromandel Peninsula. They installed a picnic table and icebox for drinks, claiming to be in international waters and thus exempt from any booze bans, the outlet said. The group could have faced a $180 fine or an arrest for public drinking, but they were able to party in tonight without any trouble, watching the fireworks from their small island, which was still intact Monday morning. That's creative thinking. Had I known about it, I probably would have joined them, local police commander Inspector John Kelly said of the Sand Island. It seems like an awful lot of work to avoid a fine, because I don't think anybody would go to jail for it. It seems like a lot of work.
I'd be on that island. I'd be on that island.
You know what? I thought that the island that they made up so that they could get away with all kinds of drinking was Ireland. But I support their ingenuity. I think it would have been fun.
I'd be afraid I'd get washed away when the tide came in, because I'd be passed out.
They're drinking. They're shooting off fireworks. I want to go to this island.
Yeah, I want to send you there.
Just rip the top off the picnic table and float like they did in Titanic.
Have you ever done anything this ingenious in public to drink?
Oh, gosh. No, as far as ingenious as I got is a paper bag. No.
No, not me. No.
Not really.
All right, we'll be back.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
We don't do this segment nearly enough. Fart stories. There's not enough fart stories that make the show, but tonight, that changes.
Welcome to Fart Stories!
Perhaps Joe's finest work.
We're so proud.
It's so organic. All right, so there's a new game called Pull My Finger. I know. We've played that game for years, but this is different.
It's not new. Is it new rules?
New rules. In which players compete to pull a purple monkey's finger without releasing a noisy fart from its oversized inflatable butt.
We have to play this on the show. We got to go get one.
Okay. All right, we got money for that.
Was this coming up with... Was this developed by the Kardashians by any chance?
I don't know. If I think my daughter will like the game, then I'll pay for it myself. But initially, it'll come out of...
The show?
The show money. But if not, if I think it's something my child would enjoy, maybe I'll keep it. All right. So, Joe, can I trust you to find this toy?
I can see.
I think this is your area of expertise.
And a proud moment bringing it to the cash register.
So they releasing a noisy fart from its oversized inflatable butt. It did very well. It shells in Toys R Us ahead of the Christmas crunch. And then there's 36 characters from a two-month-old YouTube show called Poopies!
Oh, my God.
Which will be hitting the stores. Yeah, look at us trying to write and do art. Among the characters are Skidmark, a skateboarding turd.
I want to be Skidmark.
You are. You are, so, Joe.
One might argue they all are, but...
Yes. Little Squirt, a diminutive drop of urine.
That's mine.
Swallow, Joe. Don't get that all over your Cosby. Toot Fairy, a green cloud bedecked with a crown and a plunger.
I can't stand it.
I gotta get this.
You're gonna watch it on YouTube probably tonight. Each comes packaged in toilet paper roll and costs $4.
Money wisely spent.
Yes.
The one-inch squishy, stretchy collectibles are made by Basic Fun, a Boca Raton, Florida-based firm that has created a toilet-themed universe called Kerplopolis.
God.
This fall, another 72 poopies are coming, with plush toys and outhouses are also in the works.
That's so terrible. Can you imagine how proud you were? What do you do for a living? I make plush toys called skid marks.
I would just say I make poo. That's even more. You get paid for that? I do.
How did you learn how to monetize this? I want to bow at the feet of the genius.
Some experts believe retailers got a push from the popularity of the smiling poop emoji on the iPhone, which was prominently featured in the Emoji Movie. Or we have a new generation of young parents that were raised on South Park's Mr. Hanky. Hey-dee-ho!
Hey, you got a voice.
That's good.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Toilet toys currently on the shelves include Pluto from Skyrocket, Despicable Me Fart Blaster by Thinkwhite, and Gas Out Game from Mattel. In 2010, Plano, Texas-based Goliath Games introduced Doggy Do, in which players feed a dog that makes ever louder farting noises as it revs up to shoot the food from its rear.
Too many people have this for real.
And it rang up $3 million in sales.
$3 million in sales for something that shoots food.
Because it's hysterical.
Out of its butt.
Originally, we were worried that moms wouldn't buy it, Norman told the Post. But they love it as much as the kids.
Of course they do.
So, would you get this for your kid?
Yes.
Yes.
Totally.
I don't know.
And the only problem is I'd be playing with it more.
Yeah, I know.
And you would too. Stop sitting there on your high horse. You'd be playing with it more.
On my throne.
Yeah. How funny would that be when you're drunk?
Oh.
But I think it's more of a game for adults.
It kind of is, but I think the kids would laugh.
I think it says, it says something about this generation of parents that they're buying this.
But kids love potty humor, and they always have.
Yes, but it's supposed to be they love it because we don't like it, even though we do. We're supposed to go, like my wife, no potty talk at the table. That's what the wife, no potty, she says it all the time. I taught my daughter beans, they're good for the heart. The more you eat, the more you fart. My daughter sings that to annoy my wife now.
Yeah, but she's supposed to set a good example so that you do know what the mature way is.
Right, so you're not setting a good example when you buy them.
But there's also time that it's funny. And these are funny.
Maybe it's further proof that our erosion of politeness and decency.
I guess so, but I'm thinking. I got to get these toilet theme universe. What are these things called here? I got to get poopies.
At least he didn't say I got to go poopies.
Skateboarding turd. Who doesn't love that?
That is really funny.
Well,
ready?
Yeah.
Because the computer's not the issue.
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
All right, let's do some Jane. We haven't spoken to Jane in a while.
Yeah.
Let me find my intro for that. Scamming scammers. I don't want to. There we go. There's the short one I need.
Always and forever.
All right, when we last left my girlfriend Jane, or fake Davin's girlfriend Jane, she was in jail, and the warden was not giving her enough access to fake Davin to suit his needs, so fake Davin, you know, I wrote the following. Honey, men need to talk. Surely the man in charge of the jail knows this. Have him contact me, and don't worry your pretty little head. That was my last words to her, and that was on October 16th, 2017. And then on November 7th, I heard from her. Okay, I will talk to him. He will message you as soon as he agrees to my request.
Oh, wait a minute. So first he has to agree, and then he'll message you, but she isn't sure.
No, she's covering all her bases.
Okay.
On November 8th, I wrote, You disappear for months at a time. I'm thinking I may be your side piece.
He's getting plenty of action in jail.
Well, you know what? Maybe Fake Davin is not getting the love that he is accustomed to.
He needs more attention.
For this to work properly.
Yes.
Yes. November 11th. All right, we're getting some... We're getting
okay,
a little
that was
flow.
Much sooner.
Never. You're the only one I have in my life. I told you, the situations I'm in here, the warder sometimes don't release my phone for me. Maybe you should throw it. So she's saying that... Now, remember, this has been going on for over a year, I think.
Yeah.
And this is all because some unpaid tuition for school, for zoology school.
Well, of course, because that's what they do.
And she's an American citizen from California.
Of course.
So I guess we can't get any authorities involved in this. I blame the Trump administration for this, you know, because he's let the State Department go to hell. That's why my poor Jane is sitting there in a Nigerian prison, Joe. I think you know whose fault this is. So on November 13th, I write... You said he allows you to use his phone.
Oh, did she? Yes. Oh, I missed that.
On November 24th, she wrote, but sometimes he won't be around. You know that, do I? November 27th, I wrote, I'm going to need a bigger commitment from you before I proceed in getting you out of the situation you created for yourself. Right now, I feel no attachment to you.
That's rather harsh.
Is it?
How are you supposed to lure her back in and to let her lure you back in?
I need to take up more of her time for this to work properly.
Yeah.
So I'm putting the fire going, listen, why would I send you money? I don't feel anything here.
Yeah.
This has been going on for too long.
Right.
I mean, it's been a long time since I even had the reelies.
Yeah.
Well, you think I was too harsh?
Well, if she responds, I won't.
What?
If she responds, I won't.
Joe?
I think she will respond because she doesn't want to let you go.
Nor should. Well, but she's not, but apparently she's not worried about it. She checks in once every, like, month.
Yeah, she's not good at this.
No, or well, she's probably got other pieces going on.
Well, she likes jail.
She might like jail.
Maybe she does.
December 23rd, 2017. She goes, I understand you. I just need time to spend with you, but the warders won't allow me.
You know,
warders.
Spend less time in the tub, would you? Get to the computer.
The river doesn't like you.
I didn't think of it like that. Yeah. The river doesn't like you. And then this is the final comment. I write to her on December 24th, 2017. Well, unless the warders want to have a new roommate, they better give you the time.
Wow.
Playing hardball, are you?
I think I have to at this point.
Mm. So you're offering to throw yourself in jail so that to be her roommate?
No. Well.
Yeah. You kind of did.
No, I meant her. Meant like she's going to live there forever.
Oh, well, she's already their roommate, so it sounds like you're offering to move in.
Well, I'm saying she's pretty much moved in. And like, they're never going to get the money unless she can talk to me. I need to be wooed.
Yes, you do. I mean, and by her. Yes.
Yes. I need a good wooing.
Okay. So you say the last entry for tonight or the last entry ever?
No, I'm sure we'll hear from her again.
Oh, okay. You're saying this is the last one that you've gotten so far?
This is it. December 24th, Christmas Eve.
Wow.
As luck would have it.
Wow.
It's a very scammer Christmas.
It always is. You know, as we've talked about, you know, at Christmas time is when they try to, you know, get their last bit of money in so they can pay for gifts for their real loved ones.
I think that this scammer is an underachiever. She really doesn't try hard enough for your dough.
Or maybe she's figured out she's not going to get it.
And so why does she bother answer at
I
all?
I don't know. I'm not
I'm
not that captivating in this incarnation. I mean, I certainly have my intrigue. I'm fun.
Yeah.
But, and maddening, but there's not that much invested.
No, she's really not as in. She's just not that into you.
She's just not that into me. But that's why I'm willing to cut her loose. Because I'm not really that into her.
Yeah, there's others.
Maybe she just writes you to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? How you been? I'm in jail. Could use some money.
What kind of BS are you going to throw my way?
there's no real effort. I mean, there's nothing exciting about her.
No.
Like, I'm just going to send her this... I'm just going to... Like, my life is supposed to be on hold for this woman who I've never video chatted with. I've never phone talked with. We've had a lot of fighting. She's made me ill. And I'm just going to be waiting, pining for her.
That sounds like a marriage.
Right, but we're not married.
Yeah. Then there's absolutely nothing to this, then.
Right.
Yeah. She's just not as captivating as, I'm sorry, Belinda set a high bar.
I understand that, but we had Flora and we've had others.
Yeah, that was good too.
Yeah.
She's this one's got a. You think I'm being wrong by like hammering her?
No. No, I don't. Because when you come back down to it, I remember what these people are.
They're lovely.
Yeah. But I just kind of wonder when they were sitting around with the playbook. And they said, you know what would be a really good tactic? If we pretend that she gets thrown into jail because she didn't pay her tuition. Because that's what happens.
Well, I don't think that was the end game.
No, I
think they were counting on money a bit sooner.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, this is like the plot twist that they came up with.
Not a good one. Sounds like although they figured it buys them time and it makes an extreme situation. Like I would, they really overestimated how much I care.
Yeah,
which often happens with these scammers,
and in life. I mean,
they overestimated how much I care.
Yes, I think that there's a problem though in that they don't spend enough time getting back at you.
Yeah, so she can get back at me.
Yeah,
Joe, anything going on?
No.
Thursday, January 18th, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy at the River Grill in Newburgh, New York, starring Coleman Green. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. Friday, January 19th, Side Splitting Productions presents a live comedy at Portobello Banquets in Oakland, New Jersey, starring Coleman Green. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. Listen to the whole show on uneditedDavinsden.com. Follow us on Twitter, @DavinsDen. Like us on Facebook. Davinson. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.